Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a jazz legend, a gentleman, and the subject of the 500th interview done here on Neon Jazz. That was jazz guitarist and composer Pat Martino with a cut off his latest 2017 album, Formidable, with the tune Hip Sissy Blues. To kick off this 525th episode of Neon Jazz.
Now, let me get that title right. Hip Sissy?
That's right. Blues.
I love it.
I do, too.
At least I didn't say... What was it again?
It's Hip Sissy Blues.
Okay, so it isn't Hip Wimp.
No. And it could have been His Pippy or something.
Okay.
It could have gone the other way.
No kidding.
But we got it straight.
And we're behaving ourselves.
That's right. So Pat was born with the given name Pat Azzara in South Philadelphia and started to play like a pro early on at 15 after moving to New York City. When he got there, he lived with Les Paul, of all people, and began playing at clubs like Small's Paradise. So early in his career, he worked with jazz organists Charles Earlin, Richard Groove Holmes, Jack McDuff, Don Patterson, and so many others.
Man, Les Paul would have been a good start from the beginning.
That had to be a dream for him.
Oh, yeah.
Man alive. All was going well for Pat with performing and recording until an aneurysm in 1980 left him with amnesia and no recollection or knowledge of his career or how to play the very instrument that made him successful in the first place. He came out of surgery with complete forgetfulness, learning to focus on the present instead of the past and what may lie ahead. He was forced to learn how to play the guitar from zero. The circumstance is crucial to understand his career and his particular way of thinking. And during the seminal 500th interview that we had on Neon Jazz, we were fortunate to stand in the aura of a master and a man that has thoughts that simply transcend the regular plane of thinking for us human beings. And this quote from Pat sums him up in his words.
Really get the feeling of expressing yourself, not becoming something that you are not already, but expressing what you truly are. So, you know, it's a funny thing. I feel these are very important facets to my own growth, and paying attention to the moment is the most important thing of it all.
So after Pat woke up from surgery, he has recovered and done quite well. When the anesthesia wore off, he looked up hazily at his parents and doctors and tried to piece together any memory of his life. From there, he would go on to become one of the greatest guitarists, or continue to be one of the greatest guitarists in jazz history. And these days, he still lives in Philadelphia, the Super Bowl champion Eagles. And again, he continues to grow as a musician. It is an understatement to say that it was an immense pleasure to not only interview, but to kick this show off with the master. And I always like to call them Jazz Jedi Masters, and he is up there in Cloud City.
Wonderful way of putting it.
I love it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates the jazz guitar with the likes of Matt Hopper and Brian Madcap, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you the best of our fret, plucks, and solos here on the show. Let's get another one here from Pat as we go into 1967. This is the tune El Hombre, and we're going to have a listen to him talk about his love of life, and that is very evident.
There are certain things that are continuous in nature. And that's what the love of life is all about. Something that you can depend on will take place. And that causes commitment and dedication to what you do, because that's what it produces. It produces that love of life.
Thank you.
Martino, as soon as possible, definitely give a listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was veteran jazz organist and one very big in the world of Pat Martino, Charles Ireland, circa 1970 with the tune Black Talk. And Charles was big in the early development of Pat, as I said, so have a listen to him explain.
You know, I met Charlie Ireland the first time in South Philadelphia High School. Charlie was a grade or two up from me when I went into South Philadelphia High School, but he was in the big band, and I was affected by his playing, by listening to him, so fluent, you know, what a great tenor player. And eventually he became a formidable organist.
Charles is also right out of Philadelphia, and he learned to play the saxophone in high school and would play tenor with Jimmy McGriff at the age of 17. And in 1960, he formed his first group, and he started playing organ after that with Pat Martino. Then he joined Lou Donaldson's band from 68 to 69. So there is a local connection to Charles Ireland. He actually passed away here in Kansas City from heart failure at the young age of 58. So let's hear Train next on the show from the legendary saxophonist and composer John Coltrane. And Pat Martino used to actually have hot chocolate in his youth in Philadelphia. It's very true. They sat down and they would sip it. I asked Pat about it, and he really couldn't remember exactly what was being said or what they talked about. But that aura and feeling was very profound on him. So with that, let's have a listen to a 1960s classic from Coltrane every time we say goodbye, as we keep on saying hello here on Neon Jazz.
Hello. Hi, hello everyone. My name is Daphne Prieto. I'm a musician coming from Cuba. I am a drummer, composer, and a music educator. And you're listening to Neon Jazz, and I hope you're liking this program. Enjoy the show.
We'll be right back.
Was the drummer from Cuba and now in New York City. That was Daphnis Prieto with the tune Triumphant Journey off the 2018 CD Back to the Sunset. So his revolutionary drumming techniques and compositions had a powerful impact on the Latin and jazz music scene, both nationally and internationally. So during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about why music has been such a vital part of his life, especially growing up.
It was something that was always there. Always, even when I didn't behave well at my house, they put me in a chair, and the only thing I asked for was, okay, you're going to put me in the chair because I didn't behave, but I need my guitar.
Since his arrival to New York City in 1999, he has worked in the bands of Henry Threadgill, Steve Coleman, Eddie Palmieri, and Andrew Hill, along with a lot of others. He has performed at many national and international music festivals as both a sideman and a bandleader, including several of his own projects and music. And now we move on to the journeyman saxophonist Steve Coleman. He was a huge influence on his life. So as we go into the 1992 tune, Slipped Again, let's listen to Daphnis talk about Steve's impact.
I mean, one that I really have interchanged a lot of information in more educational, it has been with Steve Coleman. You know, I used to play with him a lot. I used to tour with him a lot. And we used to do a lot of clinics and master classes and workshops. There, when, you know, by him doing it and I'm being part of the band and being there, you know, I learn a lot by listening and experiencing and how to teach certain things.
We'll be right back. Miami Nancy Roa, Cuban drummer who lives in Miami, and you are listening to Neon Jazz Radio.
Sticking with the theme of the hour on the jazz guitar, that's the legendary jazz cat Wes Montgomery with the 1963 song In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning off his LP, simply called Fusion. From jazz flute cat Herbie Mann, this is the 1957 tune Somewhere Else off the LP Flute Soufflé, as we keep on cooking around here, but we are getting close to the dessert on this epic meal into the jazz, kids.
Thank you.
Again, that was Herbert J. Solomon, or the Flukehead, Herbie Mann, with the song Somewhere Else, and hopefully we took you somewhere else. A good solid jazz somewhere else over this last hour. And the final honors on this hour of jazz is from the Vintage Jazz Band with the tune Run as we briskly walk our way out of the jazz curtain. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that always knows how to take the ears of the listeners somewhere else, a lot like Herbie. Somewhere very good. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That's where I'd call on my daughter to do her cat and go, meow.
Let's do it. You ready?
Ready?
Come on up. I like it. That's a great cat. All right. Thank you very much. And with that, I want to encourage you to reach out. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We always dig your feedback. And we're always here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Beat that thing.
Yes.
There's two things got me puzzled. There's two things I can't understand. There's two things got me puzzled. There's two things I can't understand. There's a mannish acting woman and a skipping, twisting woman acting man. Lord, I used to love that man. He always made my poor heart ache. Yes, I love my man. He makes my as a corkscrew and evil as a copper-headed snake. I knew a certain man who spent years running a poor gal down. I knew a certain man who spent a year running a poor girl down. And when she let him kiss her, the fool blabbed it all over town.
Neon Jazz.